B-Pod Studios.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, joining the Man You're Born to Run morning show is a friend of mine by the name of Matt. Matt, welcome.
Hey.
Hey, so you are in Peru, and you're stuck, and you can't get back.
Yep, I am very stuck at the moment, and I don't know when we'll be able to get out because the hospital I'm in, everybody has coronavirus.
So do you have coronavirus as well?
Yes, I have it as well. I haven't been tested, but, you know, like, when you know, I mean, Ed, there's been everyone that's been tested. There's been 7 people tested here, and everyone's tested positive.
So tell me...
Everyone's showing symptoms.
Okay. So tell me like, what it's like there, because from what I read, I also saw that Charlotte Observer did an article with you. From what I'm hearing about Peru, it's like, it's completely locked down. Like, people aren't allowed to leave their homes.
Yeah, so for regular people that aren't in my position, the curfew now, it starts at like 8 p.m. and, or no, 8 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. and then martial law is in place on the roads. But for our hostel, we're not allowed out of the hostel for any reason. Oh, we're going to be in this quarantine for 1 to 3 months. Every time someone tests positive for coronavirus here, that's like another 2 weeks added on. Or like 14 days from that point, but we're starting regardless for just 28 days. I think we're on day like 4 or 5 of the 28 days, and we're on day 16 of quarantine because the actual quarantine started the 15th, and we were given 12 hours to leave the country.
What brought you to Peru, Matt?
So I started in Costa Rica 6 months ago, and I've been traveling down Latin America from Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, and now Peru. Cusco was my last stop, and I was going to head back to the U.S. to take a little travel break and see what I want to do next.
Yeah, a lot of people love
that.
I know. A lot of people love doing that. Like, do the travel thing when you can. You can afford it. Things are going well. Weather's nice down there, and then you get caught up in all this. It sucks. Matt, by the way, is on the phone with us. He's Roy's buddy from Charlotte here, stuck in Peru. Loren, go ahead.
Yeah, Matt, I'm just curious as to why they keep starting your quarantine over. Are you guys all like in one room where you're being quarantined, or are you still in the hostel and the hotel?
No, we're more than like, I guess it's kind of like a compound type area. I mean, it's a hostel, but we have a main courtyard, and then there's 2 floors. All around the courtyard that overlook the courtyard, and that's pretty much where we're staying. And there's 1 door in and there's 1 door out.
And they're just sending medical treatment in for you guys?
So we have a doctor here 3 hours a day. Apparently, I still yet to see him, but we have all of our medical expenses covered by the Parihuana Hospital that we're staying at. It's just kind of like a. We have like a little area in the middle that we can hang out in, but that's pretty much about the only space we have.
So, like, are you at this point, because you're stuck there and America's not having any flights unless it's like military or a chartered flight? Do you still have to pay them the normal nightly fee? How are you getting food? What's that like?
So the food changed very quickly from pretty nice meals to there's a vegetarian option and a meat option. A fourth of the staff got sick, so our kitchen staff is dwindling. And there's been a few nights where there's just been oatmeal and bread for dinner. And that was mainly due to logistics of getting food in and having enough people to cook. So what we're doing now to counter that is we're having people at the hospital volunteer. So now there's like, now people like me are in the kitchen helping to cook like a meal a day.
But you have corona too.
Yeah. So you're saying people with coronavirus is cooking for other people who may or may not have coronavirus.
Yeah, but I mean, the chances are more likely than not that every single person here has coronavirus. The virus is so contagious.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we hear, Matt. Matt King on the phone with Manny, Roy, and Loren, Roy's buddy from Charlotte. Stuck in Peru. Claims that you're claiming that you have the virus, you have all the symptoms, but you haven't been tested yet. Will you get tested?
No, I likely won't be tested anywhere in the near future unless Peru gets the surplus of tests for some reason.
Okay.
Right now, how it works is if you get tested for coronavirus here and you test positive, you get quarantined by yourself in a single room inside of the hospital and cannot leave your room for 14 days.
And what makes you think you have it? What are your symptoms?
I mean, I'm coughing. I cannot taste anything at all. Mm. Like, I couldn't tell the difference between a Coke and a coffee if they were the same temperature.
Wow.
Any of the other symptoms, like are you tired, shortness of breath? Because everybody, I heard from somebody the other day who said they didn't have any of those symptoms, but they had really bad diarrhea and a fever, and that's how they knew they had it. They tested positive. It's like everybody's symptoms.
Symptom.
Yeah, right. I didn't either, Roy.
Yeah, my symptoms have been all over the board. I mean, one day it's one thing, and the next day it's something the next. Altogether, I've had pretty mild symptoms, but at this point, I think I've had a little bit. there's my cough.
I took my headphones off just to be safe.
So you didn't catch it through.
Wash your ear.
God only knows. We'll find out that it travels through radio waves.
So is there anything the embassy or America can do to give you food or help or get you out of there?
So the embassies for India, Switzerland, Germany, and the Netherlands have been dropping off food. I've tried to get in contact with the embassy, but it's a pretty tough task. So I reached out to somebody on Facebook that I have here in Peru that they're going to drop off some supplies to the hospital for me today. And this is like a random person I found on Facebook.
That's amazing.
That was that's traveling. That's stuck in Cusco as well. Because other people can go get supplies. I can't go get supplies.
So what do you want to say? We got to run here in a minute, dude, but we're definitely going to keep in touch with you. We want to thank you for coming on. This is Roy's buddy, Matt, stuck in Peru from Charlotte. Friends and family who might be listening right now, what do you tell all them?
I guess I'm good for the time being. The fact that I'm sick and contagious means that I can't really move anyways. I just hope that I just don't have to be here longer than I need to be here.
That sucks, man.
And for the U.S. Embassy to make sure that we have a flight out in 3 weeks when everyone else in Peru is gone and evacuated.
Well, listen, we'll reach out to people for you. You know, we'll see what we can do to try to get you guys out. But maybe, keep us posted.
Maybe we'll reach out to our councilwoman here locally who might be able to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I was going to call Representative Adams. Maybe she can do something.
Okay.
That would be awesome, Roy. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Matt. Thanks for coming on. Matt. You keep yourself as healthy as you can. You say you have the virus. You know how to treat it and all that stuff. So good luck, okay?
Thanks, Roy.
You'll get through that, man. Wow, Roy. Interesting. I had no idea. I knew he was stuck in Peru, but I had no idea that he was battling symptoms of coronavirus.
He has coronavirus and he's eating oatmeal for dinner because they can't get him supplies. It's unbelievable.
Just another local
story. The
military
should just go get them, right? They should just...
Dude, I don't know. This is so unprecedented that what's going to happen is we're going to look back on how we handled this, and then we're going to figure out, here's how we can handle it. God forbid it ever happens again with another pandemic. Yeah. It takes an incident to figure out how to... It's like a plane crash. I hate it. But, you know, we learn. We learn, man.
I mean, he's going to be quarantined here either way.
Yeah.
At least here we have...
I know.
Food.
I know. Yeah. And I know he's your friend, Roy, and you want to get him back. We just need to make sure he stays healthy in the time being while he's there before we get him home. But, all right, great spot, Roy. Thanks.